foreign aid corruption, capitalism to blame Jane Sutherland, Bolton Socialist Party. To justify calls to reduce the foreign aid budget, parts of the capitalist establishment have pointed to the corruption that permeates the business of aid. They are not wrong. Adam Smith International, one of Britain's largest foreign aid contractors, has seen four senior executives resign over questions of ethical integrity. And the Independent Commission for Aid Impact has euphemistically suggested that UK aid in Libya could cause unintended harm to vulnerable migrants. Some voices on the right say that reducing Britain's contributions, supposedly for the global poor, will somehow solve issues of corruption. Of course, it won't. Corrupt politicians and executives will simply take a bigger cut. Before Cameron bombed Libya, its great man-made river provided 6.5 million cubic meters of clean water across the Sahara Desert to nearly 6 million people. Today, 30% of the country lacks access to fresh water. The response of the Conservative government has been to provide £10.4 million in funding for Libyan refugee camps, condemned globally as feeding grounds for human traffickers, without any analysis of the human rights impact of such a project. Libya's GDP is a third of what it was in 2008. Workers have been made to pay for lucrative reconstruction contracts in a country we were also billed to destroy. The truth is that, while famine kills in Somalia, Parliament funnels money into organizations which advocate free market capitalism and sell it to the public as aid. Capitalism cannot fix the poverty it creates in its drive for profits. In order to make a meaningful difference to workers and poor in other countries as well as our own, we need to take the economy out of the hands of the super rich and build a socialist system based on collective ownership, democratic planning, shared prosperity and humanity.